Following revenge after U.S. military airstrikes on fighters in Iraq and Syria. AP Sagar Magani reports from the Pentagon.
Pentagon Chief Mark Esper says the military took action yesterday in retaliation for a rocket attack that killed an American contractor in Iraq.
By launching F-15 Strike Eagles against five targets associated with Kitab Hezbollah.
What Esper calls an Iranian-sponsored militia group. A militia spokesman, though, says it was not behind the attack in Iraq and elsewhere, saying Washington is looking for a pretext to attack. He's calling the airstrikes a crime and massacre and insists the group will get revenge for evil American aggression. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Australia's long bushfire crisis is continuing, with large parts of the state of Victoria now threatened. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
There are fears that extremely hot and windy conditions could merge three major bushfires in East Gippsland to form a devastating mega blaze. The authorities say the situation is potentially life-threatening for residents and tourists. Dangerous fire conditions and extreme heat are forecast Monday across four states in southeastern Australia. The intensity and scale of the fire crisis have unnerved many Australians. Nine people have died since the fires began, hundreds of houses have been lost, and about 5 million hectares of land left scorched. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal will likely be signed in the next week, but says confirmation will come from President Donald Trump or the U.S. Trade Representative. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The family of the man accused of attacking a Hanukkah celebration in New York is speaking out. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Grafton Thomas's family